Actor-director Christopher Guest's latest project is called Mascots. It's out today on Netflix. And it's a mock documentary of a competition between mascots for the Gold Fluffy Award.
Mascotting is not unlike a marriage in that it's about cooperation. Mm-hmm. It's about listening.
Yeah.
Even if people are screaming at you, you're not allowed to talk. And that's a good lesson for a marriage. Yeah. You know?
It's a familiar style for a Christopher Guest film, and joining us to talk about that is NPR movie critic Bob Mondello. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good to be here.
And, you know, Guest has now become associated with what they call mockumentaries, although apparently he hates that term. But
yeah.
Describe it for us. What is it about a Christopher Guest movie, and does it go back to This is Spinal Tap?
Well, yeah, it does, kind of. I mean, This is Spinal Tap was not directed by Christopher Guest. It was directed by Rob Reiner. But Christopher Guest and Harry Shearer and Michael McKean were in it. And they're all credited as writers on it because they basically ad-libbed the script. They had this basic idea that they were going to do a British heavy metal band and do a sort of a mockumentary rockumentary, if
right.
you can imagine that.
They turned it up to 11.
Yes. And everything about it was done in the same way that an MTV rockumentary would have been made. And people took to it, although not initially in movie theaters. It did okay in movie theaters. It became a cult hit when it came out on video. And then basically Christopher Guest took over what would become a sort of a franchise by doing mockumentaries about other little oeuvres of one sort or another. Waiting for Guffman was one about amateur theater. That's actually maybe one of my favorite, being a theater nut.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And then it was followed by Best in Show, which came out in 2000, which was about a number of contestants in the Mayflower Dog Show in Philadelphia. Let's listen to a little tape from Best in Show.
Yeah, we both have so much in common. We both love soup, and we love the outdoors. We love snow peas, and talking and not talking. We could not talk or talk forever and still find things to not talk about.
And in that scene, that's Jennifer Coolidge, and she's sitting next to her very elderly husband, and you can hear her dog panting there.
Yes. Oh, and what she's talking about in that little clip is that's very much what the mood of these films is, that it's people just looking at the camera and babbling in the way that ordinary people do when confronted with this, without editing. And you're looking at it and you're thinking, oh, my God, that would be so embarrassing.
Not just without editing, Bob, but also apparently without rehearsals in many cases, that these scenes are often improvised.
They really are. That is the legend about Christopher Guest, is that he gets these people together and then lets them riff. And I mean, you know, in Waiting for Guffman, for instance, they have a concept there. There is the notion that we're doing amateur theater in a town that calls itself the stool capital of the world. The stool capital of the world sounds like something you'd come up with in a riff,
right?
And then they actually do the visuals to go with it. So, yes, they were basically improvising that movie. And they I think it's remarkable what they come up with.
Another one of the popular Christopher Guest films was Mighty Wind, which follows a number of folk music groups. Here's a bit of the signature song from the movie when all the groups sing together. What about the fact that this cast stays together in movie after movie after movie? Jane Lynch, Jennifer Coolidge, Eugene Levy, they just stick with Christopher Guest for all these films.
Oh, well, listen, if I were in one of those, I would stick with him, too. I mean, I think what makes sense is that these folks know how to improvise with each other. And once you've created characters in this kind of a world, you'd want to create new characters. In Best in Show, isn't it Eugene Levy, who has two left feet?
Right. His friends call him Loopy.
And Well, of course, he's walking around a circle all the time. I mean, it sort of makes sense as he's walking the dogs. But these folks work together so well that, I imagine they would want to come back all the time.
Has Christopher Guest had an impact on other directors, on other people in the industry? Do you see mockumentary style movies like this elsewhere?
Where you see it a lot is television. The idea of characters looking at the camera and talking to a documentary filmmaker, that's the center of The Office, for instance, or Modern Family, right? So that you're basically using sort of a documentary notion and you're doing it comedically.
That's NPR movie critic Bob Mondello talking with us about Christopher Guest, the latest Christopher Guest project, which is called Mascots on Netflix. Bob, thanks so much.
It was a pleasure being your guest.
Well, and of course, Bob and I met at Starbucks, not the same Starbucks, but different Starbucks across the street from each other.
What?
That's a Christopher Guest line.
It's oh,
from
there you go. Yes.
Best in show.